life for a baseball player. You've gotten through a hard year, school work, exams are over, and now you can just really concentrate on baseball for the biggest part of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we always, when it comes out to school, you know, you want to do well, you always want to do well, but you can't wait until all you do is baseball, and, you know, you get to wake up, you eat your breakfast, and, you know, come down to the field a couple hours later, and then go back and not feel anything. You know, it's a student athlete's dream when you can finish your class as well, and do well in them, and then get rewarded by just playing baseball in the summer.
What is this like now? Not only are you out of school, but now there's no games during the week. There's that great anticipation for the big three-game series on the weekend. But how does that change your approach and how you get ready for the games? It's almost like a football player now. You got a week to prepare.
You know, mentally, it doesn't change at all. You know, we can have a game every day during the weekend. You know, that we can series, you know, we're always going to be ready for it, and we're going to be, you know, getting ready for it. In terms of not having any midweek games, you know, it just gives us a little more time to relax, you know, get our bodies ready for the weekend, and at the same time, you know, just work out on extra things that we have to do, and, you know, now is that when guys take advantage of maybe getting an extra lift in, and just really, really preparing for the weekend and the summer that lays ahead of us.
Tell me about your experience here at Vanderbilt now, after you've had 2 years of school under your belt, finishing up your second season. Of course, there's still a lot of baseball to be played this year, but what has this been like for you so far? Have you enjoyed doing this? You know, so many of you from different areas of the country, you come to Nashville to play baseball here. What's it been like for you?
Oh, it's been amazing. I love it. You know, in terms of school, you know, it's tough. It's tough, and to have 2 years under my belt, you know, feels pretty good, and halfway there. Baseball-wise, you know, I love it here. It's a great atmosphere with the fans, the players, you know, there's great chemistry. Can't say I've been on a team where we've had such unity and such camaraderie, and, you know, I love my situation here. You know, I love the coaching staff, I love the fans, the people, the environment, and, you know, academically, I think, you know, if baseball doesn't work out, it's going to get me far, and, you know, that was what, you know, I came into thinking Vanderbilt was going to be, and, you know, it's proved me right.
Well, let's go back to that time, because I think that's a great story, and it's been told in various ways, but I don't think we've ever gotten you to talk about it, especially on our show. So take me back to that time when you were getting, you know, your favorite team, the Red Sox, they want you. A lot of money put out there, but you decided to go to school in an area of the country where you hadn't spent a whole lot of time. What was that process like? First off, tell me when you came to Nashville for the first time. Let's take us back to that point. And you guys actually drove down from New York City.
Yes, sir. You know, during that summer, you know, we had our mindset that education has always been important to us, and if baseball presented itself a good situation where we can pursue it, then we were going to go for it. But at the same time, if we weren't treated fairly in terms of, you know, everything in the whole situation, then we knew that school is going to be our best option. And, you know, that never slipped our mind, and, you know, we stuck to that plan, and, you know, I ended up here. You know, it didn't work out with the baseball back then. Hopefully it'll work out, you know, in a couple of years, but like I said, I feel like this is the best thing for me. You know, you got a coaching staff that's, you know, the best, I think, in terms of coaching and people. You know, I love Coach Corbin, Coach Package, Coach DJ, Blake, and Caligi as, you know, I see them as father figure, as a brother, as, you know, family, not just coaches. And then, you know, academically, Vanderbilt, one of the top schools, education being so important to us, to me and my family, we knew that we were going to try to balance it out with, you know, academically and baseball-wise, and then, you know, come in and be one of the top teams in the country. You know, not that it was not unexpected, because that's what you strive for, but it definitely just shows that, you know, I think I made the right choice, and I mean, I can't say how much I'm loving it here.
Well, Tim Corbin has told the story when he actually went into your family and made the argument that $1 million really, in the long-term scheme of things, was not that much money. And when he first told me that, and he was telling it on the air, I think about half the people probably thought he was crazy. But as he continued to talk about that, it made a lot more sense, and obviously it did to you guys as well.
I mean, it does. You get the treatment here that $1 million can buy you. One of the best facilities I've ever been, if not the best. And you get the treatment that you probably wouldn't have gotten in pro ball. And, you have everything. I have everything here for me. I can get up whenever I want, come down to the field, practice, work on whatever I want. I have, an extensive group of coaches that can help me whenever I want. And, this is a situation. This is something money can't buy. And, that's what he was trying to tell my family and I, and we were lucky enough to see what he was saying.
Did you think he was crazy when you first said that, though?
$1 million is a substantial amount, that wasn't what they offered, but either way, it's a substantial amount, and, my money, my family, and I have never seen, encounter with.
It's tempting, though, isn't it?
It definitely was tempting, but, we look at things in the long run. What's going to benefit the most? A couple years on the road, and that would have been obviously immediate. But in the long run, I think this was what we needed to do, and I think this has been the best decision I've ever made in my life, and I don't regret one bit of it.
Now, when was the last time, because I know the Red Sox, and they got a place close to your heart. That's your team, and they. Yeah, I'm sure right up to the last minute we're saying, are you sure? Are you sure you want to go to class and do all that college thing? Because, hey, you can just come here and play ball. What was that like? Because I'm sure it was kind of a pull on both sides to try to get to your heart.
Yeah. I mean, I was getting calls in the morning of class, and me being well aware that if I stepped foot in class, I wouldn't be draft eligible for the next 3 years. And they would call me and tell me, hey, if you go to class, you can't play this for 3 years. And I go, I'm well aware of that. I know. And then we had Coach Corbin and Coach Backage, making sure I was here. And, I gave him my word. And that's what it was. I told him I was going to come to class. I was going to come to school. And that was it. The Red Sox didn't make any other adjustments after that. And that's just, we stuck to our word. But that first day of class was so hectic, right around 7:30 in the morning, right before I went to class, but I just ended up here now.
Well, we're certainly glad that you're here, for sure. We've enjoyed watching you play. So let's talk about your favorite player, Manny Ramirez. He grew up in your area when you grew up in New York City. Why is he your favorite player, other than that fact? What makes you really enjoy watching him play?
I like the way he plays. I know a lot of people criticize the way he plays, maybe his attitudes, but I think what fascinates me the most about him is that he plays the game because he likes it, because he loves it, he plays it. It's not like a lot of people that try to play the game to satisfy other people. He's a great player. Most especially, he's a great hitter, and that's what I like to see out of him. But he's the type of player that people have a certain image of him, but in reality, he's a totally different person.
Do you know him very well?
I don't know him very well, but
you probably know friends of his.
Yeah, I've spoken to people that know him very well, and he's a very hard worker. He is one of the first people up in the morning and working. And I once heard a story that he's usually in the locker room in the morning just lounging. And when everybody thinks he's just lounging, he had already, been working for a couple hours right in the morning. And that's just the type of player that he is. Championship players are made in the extra hours when no one's watching. And I think that's the caliber of player he is, and, you know, he definitely shows it.
Well, one of the things, too, that I noticed about him, he's crazy. Everybody likes, like you said, to make fun of him, and they say, what planet is he from, and all these crazy things he does. But he's got to be one of the smartest hitters that's out there. He's such an intelligent approach to the play. He almost never has a bat at bat.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, people have that image of him, but when it comes down to playing and producing and playing for the team, no, he always gets the job done. And I guess it's all, as long as you can do that, then who cares what everybody else thinks?
Well, a very interesting interview. We had to cut off.